Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Well, we wanted to continue the fellowship that we've been having, particularly emphasizing the matter of getting into the Word and getting into the ministry that opens up the Word. So just a few minutes, and then we'll have the announcements. But there were some things that I think really brought out how, in addition to the Bible, we have the Bible, right? Old and New Testament, 66 books. This is the basis of all the truth in the church, in the Lord's recovery. But it's very clear that just the Bible, I think it was Sherm that shared it a while back, everyone's had the Bible for decades, centuries, and many times, sadly, it hasn't made a difference. Many have read the Bible, and actually it's not even helped them that much. And the illustration Willie gave last week about the Ethiopian eunuch, he's there, he has Isaiah open, and he doesn't understand it. He's got the Bible, but the Lord sends Philip and explains it to him, and he gets saved. The Word becomes living to him because in the Lord's arrangement, there needs to be members of the body that at times help us get into the Word. So just quote unquote the pure Bible, I mean, we are absolutely for the Bible more than anyone, I would say. But we also know you can't just read it by yourself in your little room. You need some help. And you know, there's some other verses that go along with that story in Acts and the Ethiopian. Luke 24:27. The Lord meets these two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and this is what it says. Beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them very clearly in all the scriptures the things concerning him. That's concerning Christ. So those disciples, they had the Word, they had the Bible, but the Lord had to come alongside them, open up the scriptures. And then what happened? What's the result of the Word getting open? Verse 32 says, they said, you know, weren't our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road and while he was opening up to us the scriptures? This is why we are encouraging us all to get into these ministry reading materials along with our regular reading of the Word. Right now we're in the book, The Knowledge of Life. You know what happens when you get into this ministry with the Word? Your hearts burn within you. Yeah. The Bible is opened up. Amen. And it becomes food to us. Amen. And it accomplishes God's eternal purpose. Amen. So we have to realize this is God's arrangement. Yes. In fact, there's an example in the Old Testament, Nehemiah 8:8. You know, when they returned from the captivity, back to Jerusalem, back to the good land, one of the key things that happened in that recovery is the Lord opened up the Word. Now, they had the Word, the Old Testament, but he also supplied ones like Ezra, amen, who were knowledgeable, who had given themselves. Ezra gave himself to know the Word, to enjoy the Word, and even to speak the Word. There were ones that opened up the Bible to them. So they were there. In Nehemiah, the people of Israel had returned and they listened to the Word being read. And this is what Nehemiah 8:8 says. And they read in the book of the law. You know, they all stood up. Ezra opened up the book, and the minute he opened the book, the whole congregation stood up for the reading of the Word. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And then all the ones that were supporting, like Ezra and the Levites, they read in the book of the law, interpreting and giving the sense so that they understood the reading. Amen. So it's very clear. We need help in understanding and getting the Word infused into us. And it's not just in a random way. This is by God's design. Ephesians 4 says, he gave gifts to men. Why did he give gifts? And all kinds of gifts are mentioned. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some shepherds and teachers. Well, he gave these gifts for the building up of the body of Christ. And specifically, he gave shepherds and teachers. I need a teacher of the Bible to help me, to perfect me, to get me into my function for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
If we didn't need teachers, that verse does not need to be in the Bible.
Right.
But he specifically gave gifts. In the Old Testament, he gave ones like Ezra. And in the New Testament, he gave many other ones, like Paul, like Peter. And even in this age, you have to realize there are gifts among us. Amen. With a gift from the head to help us get into and enjoy and benefit from the Bible.
Amen.
So I would say in these days, these ministry materials that we've chosen for us to read, the all-inclusive Christ, the economy of God, the glorious church, and now we're in the knowledge of life. These are like the top ministry available to us. And we're so burdened that we would get into these materials. You know, it's not just a general kind of thing. Because in the Lord's recovery, we are not doing a general work. Not that a general good work is not bad, but even in this appendix to the glorious church we read, Brother Nee says, are we at the end of the... Does anyone doubt we are at the end of the age? Are we at the end of the age? That's a rhetorical question. And he says, if we are, the kingdom will soon begin. A dispensational move is near. Then God needs an instrument. General work is no longer adequate. The children of God lack a vision. They do not see the seriousness and intensity of the situation. And he's speaking from Revelation chapter 12. And there is that verse, chapter 12, verse 10. Now is come salvation and strength. Now means now. There is a turn, and this is the moment we live in.
Amen.
Now. Now is a matter of dispensation. Just being a good servant of the Lord is not good enough. This is not of great use to God. Please note that we are not saying it is of no use. But what are we doing to close this dispensation? What are we doing to bring in the next stage? This is a special time, so there is a need of special Christians to do a special work, and this is the work of producing the man-child. And I would add, that special work needs a special ministry.
Amen.
And I'm not going to come up with it, and Dexter isn't, but you can believe me, the head of the body has prepared such a ministry.
Amen.
He has prepared gifts. He gave gifts, not just... Age by age, he prepared specific gifts. 500 years ago to this year, he prepared Martin Luther.
Amen.
Who did that? That was the man on the throne.
Right.
The Lord Jesus prepared Martin Luther.
Amen.
And all through the centuries, he's prepared ones to really carry out the special work of God.
Amen.
So I just want to say that is what we are burdened for, that we would get into this ministry for this age with the vision of this age.
Amen.
This is what we need today. And you know what happens when we touch the ministry of the age? Our hearts burn.
Amen.
You just realize there's something the Lord has done.
Yes.
You know? I mean, even this chapter that we read this past week, the three laws, the three lives and the four laws, that's from Romans chapter 7. When you look at that, and I read it numerous times, had no idea, but it's so clear when you look at it. This talks about three different laws. First, there's the law of God outside of us. But then this is like a diagnosis of who we are and how the spiritual life functions. And philosophers and students of society for centuries have not understood this. It's right here in the Bible. And this ministry, this chapter we read, opens it up.
Amen.
Points out that there is two other laws in addition to God's law that demands that we do a certain matter.
Amen.
There's the law in our flesh. It's called the law of sin, causing man to sin. But there's also the law of the mind, the law of good in our humanity. We want to do what the law says, but there's another law in our members that keeps us from that.
Right.
Those are those ways those three laws work, based on three lives. The life of, I shouldn't jump to the lives yet. But fortunately, there is a fourth law in Romans chapter 8, the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
The law of sin in our flesh is tied to Satan and his life. Much more powerful than the law of good in our soul, in our mind, because Satan always beats the humanity, he's always has. But there is a fourth law, the law of the Spirit of life, associated with Christ, associated with the Spirit. So what's the point of our knowing this? It helps us as believers realize we need to get to this fourth law. Don't try out of our goodness to follow and do what the Bible says. We're going to get defeated. There's another law in us. Amen. The law of sin will defeat us every single time. Amen. We must turn to our spirit.
Amen.
The law of the Spirit is there. It activates a much more powerful law.
Amen.
Far more powerful than Satan. Far more powerful than sin, like we were enjoying today. This law, this life, has defeated sin,
Amen.
Has defeated Satan. That's what we should turn to. And this law has a sense, this law of life, and has a fellowship. That's the whole point of knowing about four laws and three lives, that we would turn to our spirit, that we would activate the right part of our being. Don't activate your mind only. Activate your spirit.
Amen.
Turn to your spirit. It is there. Anyway, that's what this ministry leads us to. You know, I would go my whole life and have never known the secret to this Christian life, our human spirit, without this ministry. That's why we're so burdened that we would read in a regular way. Just get into this. We're in the knowledge of life. Carry it with you. Just carry this with you, you know, wherever you go. As I began to do this, I began to not get so mad about delays in the grocery store. I'd read this. I go to the bank and I know I'm going to have to wait. I take some ministry with me and I'd read it, you know? And then I have to go to the airport. 2-hour layover. Oh, no, get something. I'm going to use those 2 hours to get into the ministry.
Amen.
And something some of the other brothers have learned from, like Mike, they carry a New Testament around with them. So even if you have only 30 seconds, get it out. Every delay is an opportunity to get into the Word.
Amen.
Get into the ministry. And then, you know, before you know it, you're through a lot of material. You've read the whole New Testament. You've read this book, you know, more than once. Anyway, saints, our real burden is that we would get into the ministry in a practical way. Amen.